There's a worry and a concern that technology is wiping out the whole Christmas feel and that the kids are no longer interested in toys and Christmas stocking excitement doesn't really exist. Let me speak to Angelina Bell, who is the TV girl. Angelica, good morning.
Oh, you got it right. Angelina's a nice name, but Angelica's better.
Well, so the famous person is Angelica Bell, not Angelina Bell. So, Angelica, why are, you know, are we not taking it on the chin? Kids want technology. They don't want toys and we can't. Now.
No, I know that, and technology is great, but new research does suggest that children don't appreciate traditional Christmas gifts as much as they used to, and 1 in 5 children don't even remember what they received last year as a present. And I think that's probably because, you know, we have moved away from those traditional gifts, and children just want, you know, gadgets. And also it shows that technology does have a negative impact on social skills, which is really sad too.
But does it really? Because I'm thinking about the books and the board games and the jigsaws and the collectibles and the toy guns and the Barbies and all the things that used to fill a stocking when I was young, or even, by the way, when my 23-year-old was young. It's now different. It's tablets and iPads and phones and excitement and interaction and, you know, kids, you know, playing games that seem to be almost as if they're in a real world that they don't have to even invent for themselves. I actually think it's far more exciting now than what we had in our day.
Well, if we can remember what we had when we were younger, we remember those gifts. I remember a Barbie or, you know, like Monopoly, and playing with a family, sitting around for hours and hours, interacting, you know, communicating. We remember that. But if we're saying that children these days don't remember what they're getting last year and they are getting these gadgets, you know, there is something to be said about that, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you have a strong point. However, have you got the app Elf yourself?
No.
There is a brilliant app, and it's been around.
It sounds rude.
No, it's not rude, Angelica.
Okay, what is it?
It's very fitting for a family show.
Oh, sorry, I doubted that about you, Frank.
But I would recommend Elf yourself, because the office here love when I get out my tablet and I take photographs of them, and then I pop their faces onto little elves and the elves dance to Christmas music. Now, on Christmas Day, you'll be able to go around the house doing that with all the family. So where do I put you on here on Elf yourself? Now, in fairness, it must be the most frustrating thing in the world for the person who's having the photograph taken. But for the guy with the tablet, it's great crack.
No, but that sounds really good fun. And we're not saying that technology is completely bad. That is brilliant. But what we're also saying is that it's nice to think of a lovely gift that gets your child creative and energised. Don't you think? To build confidence, build alert skills that they're going to use later in life. And that's why, you know, I'm helping Stagecoach to promote this, you know, giving your children some vouchers where they can get involved, meet people. And non-technology-based gifts at Christmas are just as good.
Yeah, and you're with that's a theatre arts school, and I can understand why they're doing that, because, you know, if you're getting into theatrical things, or you're playing Jenga or Monopoly games, or, you know, you're outside running up and down the field with a football and there's 5 or 6 kids together, the bicycles are out, you know, there's so much health that goes with that. And
yeah,
it's not just physical health, there's mental health of the interaction. I totally support you on that.
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's what it's about. It's about getting children out there, learning those skills, communication, you know, through singing, through dancing, through meeting people. And it's not just about saying, I want to be famous, or this is what my career is going to be. These are skills that are interchangeable with different jobs, doctors, you know, lawyers, where they have to communicate with people. And it's amazing to see how many children lack confidence in this day and age, when we are so much more social, there is much more technology, but, you know, children do still have a problem with confidence.
Yeah, and confidence, if they are on a game where they're not interacting with anyone else, confidence is one of the things they're not developing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like we said before, we'd sit down with a family, we'd play games and do those sort of things. But if everyone's sitting at a table, you know, playing with their iPhones or just on their tablets, no one's interacting.
And the countdown to Christmas well and truly underway. Are you sorted for it? Are you the sort of a woman who's, you know, particularly well organised, or are you a bit of a last minute girl?
Oh, Frank, what do you think? I'm on it. Christmas tree was up on the 1st. We've got our present. I've got most of my presents sorted apart from my husband's, but I like to take a bit of time with that. And also, I don't want him to see them in the house too much, you know, too early. But yeah, we got the house sorted and the children are loving it, Christmas music playing. I think part of the beauty of Christmas is the build-up. it's not just about, right, bish, bash, bosh, we're here's and there. I remember one year my mum put the Christmas tree on the 24th of December. I was so upset. That did not happen again. But, yeah, I'm really into Christmas and I love it. It's a time of goodwill, people being kind to each other, loving, although we should be doing it all year round. But if we have to say Christmas helps with that, so be it. But I just love the time of year.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, girl. Angelica, we'll be watching you on the telly. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
And can I just say, the Christmas tree in my local area is bang on.
Yeah, what is your area, by the way?
Kingston-upon-Thames.
That's very posh, but why am I not surprised?
Oh, no. When I moved in, the house prices went down. Don't worry.
The lovely Angelica Bell. Thank you, girl.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Right.